Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topics of temptation and the power of believers to resist, emphasizing that God is faithful and provides a way out. The Bible verses for today are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 10 to 13. Do not grumble, as some of them did, and suffered death by the destroyer. These things happened to them as an example, and they have been written down as a warning to us, upon whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. No trial has come to you but what is human. God is faithful and will not let you be tried beyond your strength. But with the trial, he will also provide a way out, so that you may be able to bear it.
Friends, when we face temptation, it's natural to feel condemned. It can be discouraging when we're confronted with difficult choices and feel overwhelmed by the allure of sin. But as believers, we have the power and freedom to choose not to sin. Temptation is like rocks in a harbor. When the tide is low, the dangers of the rocks are exposed, and everyone is cautious to avoid them. Similarly, when we're aware of the temptations that surround us, we're more likely to resist them. However, Satan's strategy in temptation is cunning. He tries to raise the tide and cover over the dangers, making it easier for us to fall into sin. In those moments, we must be extra cautious and rely on God's strength. It's important to note that being tempted is not a sin. We can't control the thoughts or desires that come our way, but we do have control over how we respond to them. Entertaining temptation or surrendering to it is where sin enters the picture. Here's the good news. God is faithful during our struggles and trials. He's always with us and will never allow us to be tempted beyond what we can handle. God doesn't abandon us in our times of temptation. Instead, he provides a way out, a way for us to escape the allure of sin and remain steadfast in our faith. So despite the difficulties and challenges that temptation may bring, we can take comfort in knowing that we're not alone. God is on our side, and with his help, we can bear whatever trials come our way. As we navigate through the trials of life, let's stand firm in our faith, being mindful not to grumble or fall into sinful ways. The experiences of those who came before us serve as examples and warnings. In today's Bible passage, we're reminded of the importance of learning from the past. The psalmist references those who grumbled and suffered death. Their experiences were recorded as a warning for us as we are living in the end of the ages. We shouldn't become complacent and think that we're standing secure, because that's when we're most likely to fall. But thankfully, no trial has come to us that is unique to human nature. God is faithful and won't allow us to be tried beyond our own strength. He provides a way out, enabling us to bear the trials and overcome the temptations that come our way. Let's remember, it's okay to face temptations, but it's how we respond that matters. Temptation is an opportunity for us to draw closer to God, to rely on his strength, and to exercise our free will to choose righteousness. We can resist the allure of sin and make choices that honor God. So the next time you find yourself tempted, remember that you're not alone. God is with you, and he's provided a way for you to overcome. Trust in his faithfulness, rely on his strength, and stand firm in your faith. You can navigate through any trial or temptation that comes your way. Stay strong, my friends.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we humbly seek your presence and guidance in our lives. Grant us the wisdom to discern your will and the strength to follow it faithfully. Fill our hearts with your love and compassion, that we may reflect your grace to those around us. Help us to walk in righteousness and integrity, even in the face of temptation and adversity. Lord, we thank you for your constant care and provision. May your peace reign in our hearts, and may your light shine through us, illuminating the path ahead. We surrender our fears, worries, and burdens into your loving hands, trusting in your unfailing love and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for the enriching exchange. May blessings of peace, joy, and prosperity accompany you on your journey. Take care.